He did some waterfowl hunting, but Brandon Traeger of the Washington State-based company Adventures with Mayhem Outfitters said he didn't mean to ruffle any local feathers on the weekend of January 14. Reports from concerned locals about non-resident hunting and the potential for discharge of firearms near the populated area were received by Coast Reporter and posted to Facebook after a boat showing the firm's name was spotted off Davis Bay. Traeger confirmed that while they were traveling in a company boat, it was an outing for friends, not a paid outfitting excursion. We were just up there exploring. I had a couple of buddies fly in. We stayed in Vancouver and drove the boat up the coast, he said in a January 17 interview. Traeger reported the group of three hunters shot three harlequin and two goldeneye ducks and that those were left with a local taxidermist for processing before they will be shipped out of Canada. According to Traeger, the group spoke with conservation officers while in the area and were found in compliance with all applicable regulations. Coast Reporter reached out to the BC Conservation Officer Service to confirm those details and is awaiting a response. Reports on sightings of the group came as a surprise to the Coast Reporter's Good Birding columnist Tony Greenfield. He stated via email, "In over 50 years of birding, residency and reading the papers, I can't ever remember a report of anyone hunting water birds on the Sunshine Coast." The hunting season for ducks in BC's Resource Management Region 2, which includes the Sunshine Coast, opened on October 8, 2022 and will close January 22, 2023. The BC government's hunting and trapping regulation synopsis states that discharge of shot-only firearms is allowed within a 500-meter zone off the shoreline of the coast between Rainy River near Langdale and Haslam Creek, north of Half Moon Bay. But under BC's Firearm Violence Prevention Act Section 5.1, a person must not discharge a firearm in, on or from a vehicle or boat. While the voyage was enjoyable and the weather was awesome, Traeger stated that due to the travel distance to the Sunshine Coast, a return trip for him, either personal or business, is unlikely. He extended an apology for any concerns the group's presence caused. "I know you enjoy the peace and quiet up there. I respect that and we tried to obey the laws to the letter, which I believe we did," he said.